So as we said, we're down to three in our search for America's greatest innovation: the sewing machine, the mobile phone, and your nomination, the transistor. Of these, the greatest impact on our culture, our economy, our way of life came from, according to your weeks of voting, America's greatest innovation is the transistor. Congrats to all of you wise technovator, commentator, judges, and voters. Let's explore one of the early transistor-driven disruptors, the transistor radio. Small, portable, perfect for low-fidelity AM radio. Easy to carry single records, each contain two songs, but the transistor radio contained all songs, or anything the DJ was willing to play. Steve Greenberg is the Grammy Award-winning founder of S-Curve Records, known for such hits as Who Let the Dogs Out by Baha Men and Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. Steve is also the author of How the Beatles Went Viral in 64, and the transistor was partly how.
When Top 40 radio started in the 50s, which really happened because television had become popular and all the other kinds of programming that was on the radio at the time became economically unfeasible. And so stations turned to playing records, which was the cheapest form of programming. The thing that really caused the format to take off was the popularity of the transistor radio, because suddenly the audience was not only bigger, but it was everywhere. Kids listened to the transistor radio in two different ways when they wanted to listen to it privately, right? One was they would put it up to their ear real close, the same way that we would hold a cell phone to our ear today. And then also there was the earplug.
Right, not an earbud. It was the earplug.
Right, because AM radio was in mono, you only needed one earplug in one of your ears to hear the whole program.
And your dad owned headphones.
Yes.
If he did it all.
But the earplug was great because, of course, you would take the transistor radio into bed with you at night,
right,
and you could listen to music without your parents knowing. And that was the first time the kids were able to do that.
What bands particularly benefited from the AM music fast iteration model that really transistor radios created?
Well, I mean, certainly the whole rock and roll revolution in the 50s benefited from the existence of transistor radios, because all of a sudden, you know, not only could kids listen privately in their room at night, but they also could take the radio with them everywhere and listen with their friends and create this musical community. So they could listen in the schoolyard or at the beach or in the park or wherever they were with their friends. And that was a new kind of behavior that didn't really exist before. Before, if you wanted to listen to music with your friends, you either did it at home or you went somewhere where they had a jukebox. The band that really most benefited from the transistor radio was the Beatles. One of the luckiest things that happened to the Beatles was that I Want to Hold Your Hand was released on December 26, 1963, which is significant because the most popular stocking stuffer gift of 1963 was the cheap transistor radio. And so all these kids got transistor radios on Christmas morning 1963, and Capitol Records released I Want to Hold Your Hand the next day.
And they bought the single on the 27th.
Yes.
They were holding hands by the 28th, and New Year's Eve,
everybody was listening to the song at every New Year's Eve party. In fact, you know, I Want to Hold Your Hand actually sold 250,000 singles in the first 3 days.
Do you think every mobile audio device since then is an echo of that original transistor radio? The beatbox, the Bluetooth speaker, the all kinds of things that are available today.
Yes, but what the transistor radio had that was unique is that it actually enhanced both the public listening experience and the private listening experience. And most technologies before or since enhanced one or the other. The boombox was public.
Right.
The Walkman was private. The transistor radio was both.
Steve Greenberg, Grammy Award-winning founder of S-Curve Records, author of How the Beatles Went Viral in 64. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.
We want to thank all of you once again for helping us with our search for America's greatest innovation. Thank you for your votes, your nominations. We also want to thank the Lemelson Foundation for making this project possible, as well as our partners, the American Society of Mechanical Engineers. The people have spoken. The transistor is officially America's greatest innovation.
Support for the search for America's greatest innovation is provided in part by the Lemelson Foundation.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.